Hello, my name is Nicholas Stanton, and I am the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I'm so glad that you chose to join us today as we get ready to look at one of my favorite kings in all of the Bible and the situation that he faced. The king in question is Hezekiah, and there's a lot that's been written about this man in the Bible, but today we're going to focus on one passage in particular. So some background about Hezekiah. He was the son of a wicked king who participated in all sorts of idolatry. But when Hezekiah rose to the throne, he removed all of the idols that his father had put in place and reopened the temple. He seemed to be doing everything right, turning the heart of the nation back to God and leading very well. Then one day, a king of a neighboring nation had come to conquer Jerusalem. He showed up with a ton of men and material, and he had sent this ultimatum to King Hezekiah: surrender or be completely and utterly destroyed. Something that this king had more than enough manpower to back up, and Hezekiah knew that should he fight, he would lose. And we're going to dive into our passage this morning here. In 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14, it says, Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, Lord, the God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Give ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. Listen to the words Sennacherib has set to ridicule the living God. It is true, Lord, the Assyrian kings have laid waste to these nations and their lands. They have thrown their gods into the fire and destroyed them, for they were not gods, but only wood and stone fashioned by human hands. Now, Lord, our God, deliver us from his hand, so that the kingdoms of earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God. The first thing that King Hezekiah does when he receives this letter is he brings it to the Lord. All of the anxiety that he has about this situation, all of the fear that he has about the situation, he rests them at the feet of God, and he pours out his heart to God. God, I don't know what to do, but if you show up, you can be glorified. Lord, you're amazing and powerful. Lord, would you deliver us, is his prayer. In the midst of this situation, he prays to God and brings it to him. And God shows up. The rest of the story we would find if we read on is that the Lord shows up and delivers Jerusalem from this army, destroying them in a miraculous way in the middle of the night. We have to give our fears over to God in the same way that Hezekiah did. When we face situations that feel insurmountable, the first place we should run is into the presence of God, and we do this by bringing it to him in prayer. God, I don't know what to do, but I just got the report that cancer is back. Lord, I'm lost, but my eyes are on you. Would you show up in a mighty way? Lord, the bills are late, and I don't know how we're going to make ends meet this month, but I put my trust in you, and my eyes are on you, God. We need to bring these situations to God. That should be the first place that we run when anxiety and fear come to us. That should be the first place that we run when we get bad reports. Lord, I don't know what to do. I've got this report, but you are mighty and strong. Would you show yourself as mighty and strong in the middle of this? That way we would have a heart just as Hezekiah did. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, my name is Nicholas Stanton, and I am the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed rest of your day.